Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for those words of encouragement this morning, Lord, as we just see that you sent your Son, our Lord, our Savior, and he came and lived out this perfect, beautiful life that we need to live out now, walking together with you in tune. And we just thank you for this encouragement here that we mustn't allow wrong teachings to come in. Thank you, Lord, for apostles. Thank you, Jesus. You are ruling and reigning to fill this earth, to bring about your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And to do that, we need to stay rooted in the vine, rooted in the fellowship of the Father and Son by the Holy Spirit. And to do that, we can't allow the world to come in. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And so false teachers and wrong things we have turned away from, and we've turned to a living God, and we are now walking with you. Thank you, Jesus. You're ruling and reigning with all authority, and you are filling and motivating and raising up those who are looking to you and hearing from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 John 1, verse 10 to 13. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. I've much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your sister, who is chosen by God, send their greetings.
Hallelujah. We just see the beginning of this letter where he's rejoicing in these believers in this church, say, holding on to the truth. But now he remembers the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he actually said others, this gospel, this purity, this goodness has been brought, grace and truth has come through Jesus, but then there's going to be others that come with deception and you mustn't allow them in. So this is just talking about not allowing wrong teachings to seduce you. And there's been many wrong teachings that seduce the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones. But praise God, Jesus says the gates of hell will not prevail. So really in these times now, you need to just come back to the purity of knowing Christ Jesus. He is falling into the ground so that we can turn away from this world and look to him and follow him and then bear much fruit. And so he is glorified. The goodness of what has been done and is available gets manifest. So the kingdom of God gets glorified as we find our place in the Lord and we stay in tune with him. I've sent two passages here where you can see the original call of the disciples. The church of the firstborn, the disciples that became prophets, and then it carries over to those that they bring the gospel to. And we've now taken hold of the gospel, so we include it there. So it's sort of the beautiful promises of John 17. And then also in Jude, you see the need to hold on to the truth. Don't allow yourself to be robbed of the truth, because there we can see, you know, the Lord warned us that there will be deception. There will be devils coming as angels of light. So you don't allow them in, because once you're saved, you need to stay saved and you need to stay in tune with your God, too busy with the good to do the wrong. Because just as he said there, there's many in the example of what happened with the Jews and when they were taken out of Egypt, many of them perished because they didn't stay in the truth. So stay in the truth. Make no room for the lie. Be too busy with the good. Draw close daily and put on Christ. Amen. Put him on in every way. Truth, girding yourself up with truth. Walking in that truth. Knowing your righteousness and guarding your heart with that righteousness. And then let the truth and the goodness that you receive from the Lord, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, be evidence as you stand against the wrong things. And then girding your mind up with this wonderful truth. And these wonderful truths is then also your sword of your spirit that you help others to wake up to and walk in. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.